And we will go to Nikki on a work session.
I placed the agenda in front of you for this week. Just wanted you guys to review it.
The only thing we have really is Friday the tax levy.
Now, you guys in this morning's meeting asked to post something at the earliest convenience.
The personnel. Uh-huh.
Discussed this morning. Is that something you would like on Friday?
Yeah. There's something else on Friday. Isn't there also a P&Z thing with Joe Tarvin and Aegis? I thought it's on email. Did he send us an email?
Okay. I can put it on there.
Hold on. I saw an email this morning. I think we all got one from Eddie.
It just may not have been sent out on the agenda.
Let me see here. We have... We have a executive session about Aegis contracts and what's the next step. So that's on the agenda at 8:45 also.
Friday.
Okay. And then we also have Davis-Bacon Act clauses approval. That's at just list them out. I mean, obviously do it like
right.
we do. But that's also something that Jillian put on our calendar, I guess, Friday. And then...
what does that pertain to?
Andy Marmorzay called and wants to be on a meeting about discuss the draft audit report. Maybe executive session also on Friday. And then we have the Don Air. That's the Friday that is on our calendar.
Okay. It just hasn't been placed on the actual agenda. It's on the calendars then.
Right. You'll have to...
Friday was kind of
hectic. So if you would add... But we'll have a pretty... It looks like we'll have a pretty full Friday. And then you also have the Don Earhart.
And on those postings...
Would you like that in executive?
On those postings, and I don't think that we can do that on these because they may lead into lengthier discussions. And you may want to post the times on them because we'll have people waiting. But we had a discussion last week when you were gone with Jillian about... Because we had some grant approval, and then it was 30 minutes till we had the next thing, and then it was 30 minutes till we had the next thing, and it was like two of those things were like a vote of the commission, and then we had to recess and wait. So,
have several meetings like that, do you just want to put one time and then?
Yeah, if there's no people that come to make a presentation or something like that,
and you can also even on those people, we can just separate them enough time that we can adjust. I mean, if you say, I think Joe Tarvin is scheduled for 8:45 an Aegis,
okay.
So I think that's the note we saw this morning from Eddie. So I think he is set, but like on the other one, which is maybe Mr. Well, I guess, are we going to invite Mr. Swan to come in, or we just want Eddie in the sewer? I mean, I want to hear about both issues that, you know, that was brought up. So, I mean, if there's specifics, but I would think you make that maybe at 10, because we have plenty of stuff to fill in between, and we can always stop our own discussions, go to a scheduled time, then come back and pick up what we've left off, if that makes sense.
Okay, now, did you understand that we were going to have an executive session on a something other than the... P&Z?
Well, he brought up a sewer issue, too.
But did he say he wanted to go into executive session?
He didn't say that.
He had an issue with two county employees,
but
he didn't say that he wanted to bring up the other one. So maybe that's all right. I don't care.
I just thought about knocking it out and get it over with.
Personnel and then...
Just knock them both out.
Put personnel on it?
Okay. Put it under personnel, if you guys are okay with that.
Yeah, but on those, set up specific times, but everything else in between we can adjust, I think, is what we're trying to do is... Not
make the most out of your time.
Right? Yeah, not wait 30 minutes between meetings. We had some challenges last week.
Yeah.
Because
things
just didn't last as long as we thought they would.
They were just votes, you know, and we just brought them up and voted on them, and then we had to recess and go for 30 minutes and then come back and vote. And it's no biggie, but I just thought it would make things work smoother.
And just FYI, I am driving to Jeff City tomorrow for that Clean Water Commission hearing. I want to see if we can. So
that was the... That's, I'm going to find out when that funeral is, and what time is your meeting up there?
Starts at 9. You've got to leave at 6. No later than 6 a.m. The other thing is Thursday, there may be another funeral, which is that family we prayed about. That probably is going to be Thursday, if I'm doing, you know, 3 days or whatever.
Okay.
So that's why I want to leave, kind of leave Thursday open. It may be Friday.
So we won't post anything for Wednesday or Thursday.
I won't be here tomorrow.
I'll be here.
But tomorrow's too late tomorrow anyway. It's Wednesday.
Can we go back to the Don Earhart thing? I'm not sure I understood that. Are we inviting him to executive session on Friday? Is that what we're doing?
I didn't know that we were.
Well, and that's what I'm asking. I don't know either. I just know we need to talk about the situation.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to find out the details?
I don't know, but I just...
Do I need to get some documents from Eddie?
I understand, I believe, unless something new's come about, I believe I understand the situation clearly.
And I talked to Eddie, so I kind of have a good understanding.
If, I don't know, I mean, I haven't talked to Don for 3 weeks or whatever it was.
He called me last week, so I'm updated on it. But if he wants to present a case, but I don't know whether that's a good deal for us to have him and whoever he's talking about in here at the same time, and one saying, you did say this and you didn't say this, or whatever, so I think it should be separated if we have them.
Yes.
And I think we should probably hear the employee's side of the story, because we've heard we've got written letters on Mr. Earhart's complaints, so we should hear what the employee has to say about that, and then that should be an executive session with the employee.
Okay.
And then if Mr. Earhart wants to come in.
Well, do we want to invite him, or do we just want to have our own discussion?
I think we should know all the facts before we go to having somebody in to...
So I think we should not invite Mr. Earhart this time. Let's get the facts out.
And could there be a phone call made and see if he expected to be here? I mean, that'd be fine, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Call him and say, we're going to have an executive session, but we can't have both of you in here at the same time.
Would you like me to
If we're gonna get it done, to Smudge's point, then we ought to have everybody here. We ought to invite him to come, and I agree with you 100% at separate times. But when he's talking to Eddie, can step out in the hall.
Fair enough. Let's just do it that way.
Okay.
I don't think there's there's stuff out there I don't know about. But if we're gonna hear his complaint,
that's fine.
Get him in here and hear it.
One thing I would ask is, let's schedule him first. Let's hear his whole thing out, and then...
Of course, Nikki, we'd need to ask you to call and see if he's available.
Right.
And if he's not available, then we'll go ahead and just do the one side and see when he's available next week or something.
Okay.
Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
And then, did you guys want me to post airport room?
Airport Road?
Yes. You guys mentioned.
We don't need to. We've already voted on it last week and sent the letter out of support.
It's already been voted on.
It's voted on.
So I don't know that you have any posting.
Okay. I mean, there's no action. I mean, it's just a letter right now. So I don't think there's anything to do until we hear something different.
Okay.
Excellent. Oh, one thing, and you've got the fall cleanup on your calendar coming up, right? The fall cleanup dates, it's late October, but I saw we were sent out the dates.
I haven't gotten a chance to get them from Friday.
And I was going to mention that this morning to the media. Did we mention it last week?
Mm-hmm. We just voted on it last week with Frank to set dates. Okay. It's a two-day deal.
Can we do that next Monday so that it gets... Because I'm already getting calls. And
go ahead and post it next Monday, then.
Post it next Monday during our regular meeting. And we have the media here, and we can talk a little bit about it.
And you understood the direction, is that you're going to write a little letter to the editor, press release, accepting resumes/application, interest in serving the park board. Maybe a little paragraph about what the park board does and when they meet and the length of the term, and then just real short and brief, and send it to email it to everybody, and maybe get Hometown Daily News to post it too.
Okay. Is that something you want on our website also?
I would. Go ahead and put it on our website. Sure.
There's an, actually two members and maybe three that will be, I heard one lady say that serves on there and has done a great job on there, but she said that when her term expired, she had so many things going, she didn't know whether she would reapply, and I guess she's up this year. So
another question that came to my mind, I didn't bring it up, was the when we started the park board, did we not attempt to get from different areas?
Right.
And so we're replacing, and somebody will say, I'm not for Randy, and I'm all for Randy's. He'd be great. But we're replacing a Hollister guy, aren't we? And Rick under the Hollister with somebody else.
Right.
And I'm 100% for Randy. I don't have any problem with that at all. But we're just not being real consistent about it.
So, Nick, make sure you ask for address. When they submit their names, they have to submit their address. And if you can put about what districts we're looking for, if you can tell her what districts, and I don't know how it was set up. I don't remember seeing those bylaws, but I'm sure they're in our board book. But if we can define what districts we're looking for.
And what we did, and I think we'll cover it. The reason that that approached that way, and I know what Chuck's talking about here, we tried to get scattered out in each community and get somebody, but there's going to be like, I'm saying there's a possibility of three.
I believe there's a couple of names also that called last week that were interested in.
Well, I mean, to Chuck's point, I agree. If it was set up to do districts, which I like the way we do that, when we do districts or assigned areas, then let's make sure we stay consistent with that, because that gives a good cross-section of support for the whole county.
Agenda. Last week we received a letter from DNR awarding Taney County an extra $67,000 for the Energize Missouri communities. And I have something that needs to be signed.
We got more money for the energy grant. So it was it was 176 before? What's up to now?
Total was 242, 233, 50.
That's awesome.
For the county, so.
Okay, now I do have something to say about this. I wish that it would have been posted this morning so that we could have let the news media have a little dose of that we are searching for funding and not spending all the time. I think it would have been good.
You can do another press release.
I can do a press release.
I think that would be great, myself.
Yeah. To all the media, so they're aware of it.
Right.
Debbie had mentioned that to us, and she said there was other areas you were looking to how they could spend it.
And I think this is put on like
right. That'd be fine.
Okay, and bring me up to speed. We're being given $67,000 for what?
It's an energy grant. They gave us a bigger. We had the 176 awards when Governor Nixon came, and they've now upped that dollar figure from 176 to 242.
Okay, so did the grant change? I mean, we're getting more money. Did we have to submit another grant, or they're just giving us more money?
Well, what happened is.
Oh, that's not right.
Well, the way they award grants, I mean, this is how it is for any grant. They send award letters out to everybody, and whoever can't qualify or meet the like us, like Boys Camp Road, we decided to take the money, but if we would have decided not to take the money, it would have gone back in the pool and they would have redistributed. That's what this happened.
All right, humor me. Let's say that the county applied for $100,000 for energy.
Right.
Did we not get all of the $100,000 in the grant, and so they're filling up the percentage we didn't get?
I don't know the answer to that.
You see what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
How can they send us more?
I mean, they don't send out money without a purpose for it. Where's the money going?
We could probably get Debbie Redford involved.
I think
I'm all for money. Just like Randy Lovman. I'm not.
Well, Debbie helped. Remember, we paid her to do a lot of the application for all the other entities, because she may have. You remember, we were the administrator of it. Mark Twain may have asked for more, Branson may have asked for more, Hollister may have asked for more, and we don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would like to get Debbie to find out what Debbie found out.
And there may be different parts that we...
But what, we could just table this, see if you can't get a hold of Debbie, so we... Because if there's a... or just call.
Is this what you got from Vienna?
Yes. Letter.
I mean, it may... The way I understood it, it was specified what we got in particular areas. Mark Twain School got so much, we got so much for lighting that didn't pertain to something else because of certain reasons. So the monies may be applied to those areas that we didn't get funding. The county, I guess, was they the biggest, or Hollister School?
Hollister was the biggest.
Hollister School was the biggest.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff that still didn't qualify doesn't qualify. I mean, we tried for windows, we tried for roof, and that still doesn't qualify. So I don't know enough about how... Debbie, like I said, what I'd rather do is have...
What about temp controls? I mean, thermostats, things like that?
We didn't submit anything on the application. Now, I don't know if we can...
Okay.
I don't know on that.
Hello.
Okay, so we're going to do what with this?
This is motion to, here, I move that we table this until 11 o'clock.
We'll be
today.
And that's the retrofit.
The retrofit of financial assistance agreement, which is the Energizing Missouri.
Okay, second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried.
Would you try to get Debbie on the phone?
Okay.
If nothing else, call in.
I may try to get
You may want to give her a heads up what she's going to be talking to us about. She can just call in and we can just do a conference call real fast with her.
And you got in down below.
Since we're in session until 11:30.
A piece of equipment can get in there. You cleaned it out good enough. Okay. All right. All right. That's good.
Do you trust me with this?
I'll make you a copy.
Okay, well, before you leave, maybe. Till you leave? Are you leaving now?
No, I'm not leaving now.
This is obvious.
She knows not to give me anything. It could end up in my office.
Oh, I've seen your office today. All the cobwebs.
No comments.
Oh, all right. Okay. I take the cobweb comment back.
Before we go on,
yes, sir.
In reading this, it shows initial award. $175,000, which was 24% of the cost of the project. We had to match $557,000, 76%. Amended award is $242,000, which is 33%. So the amended match has gone down.
Okay, so they just reduced our match. Yeah.
So that answers the question right
there.
Okay,
yeah. Oh, then let's untable it.
So I assume it would be percentages through all the different parties that were
right
taking place in it. Yeah. Okay. Well, we can vote on it.
Okay.
I mean 11.
We'll vote on 11 since we tabled it, but we'll do that.
It also said that you agree to submit to all the rules and stuff somewhere in there. So, which we've already done that. So, okay.
Next. I'm glad you looked at that.
Contract.
I need some direction from you, gentlemen. As far as contracts, who is responsible for getting all the signatures, sending the contracts out to other entities if it has to be original signature and sent back? There's some question.
I think it should go through a purchasing department.
I think we're going to have a work session and have all the players involved. I mean, because if it's a grant, if it's not grant, then if we're just buying something, we know who has copies of it, but, you know, I know that we had an issue with the grant, with MoDOT grant, that went to the airport on Friday. We didn't get a document signed, and it was not our responsibility, but the engineering firm that was hired, the LPA group, didn't hand walk it around, so they submitted a blank document that Mark Parent got a phone call and said, MoDOT says you didn't fill out the paperwork. We got to send it back, or we'll lose the money.
But we did our part what we were supposed to do.
So we assumed that because Great River and HDR always do, they know our process. We didn't double check, I guess, or Mark, or somebody didn't. But I'd like to have a work session because I think that we had this conversation Friday too.
There's some confusion You know, because sometimes I'll take the contracts or agreements and walk it around and then mail it out. Sometimes Jillian will do it. You know, sometimes Linda will do it. Just depends on what type of contract or agreement it is. And we just all need some clarification on who is ultimately responsible for obtaining those signatures.
You know, and I go back to what I said, and I hate to just harp on this, but I went down and did go down and visit with Linda about some of the things that she had going on right now. Mm-hmm. But I would, just to say what you had here, and electronically filed, when a something has not been signed, or it has a due date to be updated, or it has a signature on a particular file to be in turned in, like this deal with the airport.
Right.
It should be in the purchasing office in a file that is nothing else but rotated to the front from the back of the file, and whenever the signal comes up across to our BlackBerry or our computer or whatever that this thing needs to be renewed or it needs a signature on it, then we've got a location that everybody comes to. Right now, if you have a situation, you don't have any idea who to go to. You can call our office, or you can call the airport, or you can call wherever. But if you have it in a particular location, you know that's where it's got to go, and it doesn't leave there, and they go and have to make that signature. I think that's the you know, that's what I've harped on for 2 or 3 years now. And
I agree. We need it, but we need to figure
work
out.
Work session on contracts.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Is that a next week item, or is that something we want to put on
Probably better be next week.
Before we schedule it, who do we want all involved? Do we want Jimmy in there? Do we want some elected officials in there? Because contracts sometimes are grants, which is the Sheriff's Department has a lot of them.
Yeah, they do.
And so I would like him to participate. If nothing else, Maggie. I'd like Rick to participate and Donna Neely to participate. Linda, I mean, that's the people. Of course, you ladies can hear from upstairs, but probably you down here, Nikki, because you've been here the longest dealing with contracts and stuff. Is that acceptable to have all those people? And
I know it's, I know, you want me to give you some answers on some of them. Some of them's going to say, I'm not going to let you have my contract, but I would like a copy of it or original.
Well, they have to have a copy at the clerk's office anyway. That's
right.
The law.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so, but do we not want to have at least a work session with all the parties involved and get it out in the open?
The good part of that will be everybody will be knowledgeable and involved. The sad thing is we may take 10 times as long to do it, but if we get a better job out of it, it's worth 10 times. So, yeah, I'm okay with it.
I mean, I just want everybody to be on the same page. I don't want something to end up falling through the cracks that's, like, really, really important.
And we've talked about this, seems like, 100 times over the years, and we're still
here.
We're still not very professional about it. So I'm all for it.
Let's just try to get them all as soon as we can. It'll probably be next week, though, knowing
funeral setups and everything this week.
Yeah, let's pick a date in the future next week either, and see if we can't get it to happen.
Do you have confirmation on Willoughby's dad's funeral?
No, they haven't.
So it may be Thursday or Friday, you might not.
Yeah, they haven't. I just checked just a second ago here. They have not posted anything yet.
There is a program through Missouri Career Center. It's called Work Ready Missouri Program, which I believe that we've utilized in different departments. I would like to ask for an individual for 6 weeks for our department and for the IT department. It is no cost to us. We are not under any obligation. It will help us catch up on scanning documents and going through files.
This is what you brought up to me last week.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just basically they'll be doing filing and scanning, correct?
Correct. And then but we have to do an employer sign-up online. Let me show you what.
Well, let me ask you, Nikki, is this something that we, once we make our decision on this filing of these documents, could that person be used in, like in the purchasing office to set up the files in a date-wise order to where, I mean...
We can do it, and we can use them any way you want.
Well, the thing of it is we're going
to... But they've got tons of filing to do already, though, I think. You got plenty of work for them.
Oh, my gosh. We can't even get another file in our back filing cabinets.
I know, but that's where I'm going. Last week, she was doing two jobs, and I had her trying to do a time-sensitive job for me, so she had three things going at one time. When's she going to find time to file this, you know, if we don't have somebody designated? So,
I mean, that's definitely one thing we can do, but the other thing is you've got other things, other files.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of things.
How come you picked those two, IT and yourself? I can see...
I spoke with Gary, and they are behind on, cleanup of computers, blowing them out.
Cleaning stuff. And that's how we got the employee that now recently left and went to the city of Branson. That's the program we got him on.
And I believe there's an individual
in the auditor's office.
Auditor
got one today. That's why KY3 was in town taking video. The auditor is utilizing the program also, and they got somebody for 24 hours.
I'm fine with the program. I'm just trying to figure out where we can best. Are we limited to two or
per department? Basically by application, if I'm not mistaken. So IT would be one. The commission would be one. Purchasing could be one. So we've got other areas that we can always utilize.
And they get paid for what?
They get paid through the. It's a work program.
I know, but what is? I mean,
it's part of their unemployment process.
It's a program that's eligible if you're receiving unemployment benefits.
It's kind of helping their resume, too. I mean, you think about it, you've got resume experience, but it's a state program that they institute.
I think it's a great idea. I'm just trying to figure out where the...
The state's paying them anyway. They're making them actually do some stuff, and actually could help the resume, I believe, is the... And that's how I look at any strings attached. It's no cost to us, except we have to manage an employee.
Correct.
But other than that, Gary's used it.
Do we pick the employee, or does the department pick the employee? Because here's what I'm saying. You may have someone that is just wanting something to do, but they're not interested in ever working for us. Maybe they're a teacher or or something. They're doing some other job, but they're never going to work for the county. But we want somebody that possibly could be a future employee that would already have their mindset on what we have in place.
So we can interview them?
We can interview.
Okay. All right.
Here is what it... Online, this is what I would be filling out for each department. I just wanted you to see what I have to fill out online.
Okay.
And I have to submit it.
Motion to approve the Work Ready Missouri program for the commission and the IT departments.
Okay, what about others? Have you checked with all the others?
I have not. Can we go ahead and do those two departments, and then maybe I can send an email out to other departments letting them know about the program?
Sure.
Second.
Okay.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Now you got nuisance cases. Joy.
Woo. We had some on Friday, didn't we?
Try to temper yourself.
Closed. There were several that were closed on Friday.
Yeah. I was here for that.
These ones that I have here are... Well, one of them is from 2004. The other three are new ones as of this year. I have pictures that I'm going to show you. They're due for a first letter, all of these properties. So.
Wonderful. Nikki, where are we on? I think we had two or three that we were going to take to McCullough, and then we got held up because he needed to be identified as a certain type of position. One of them is Quincy Road. One of them was Blackwell Ferry. That's the only two that pop into my mind right off.
Now, there have been, I believe, three that you gave to the prosecutor when he was going to be taking them over.
Right.
As far as what's happened with the prosecutor's office in those cases, I have no idea, but I believe Quincy Road was one of them.
Okay, I'm...
And then the last time we talked, really talked about Mason, you guys wanted me to get in touch with Bill McCullough and Dan Noslick and have them get pictures. And part of the issue with that is he has other jobs to do, and he can't just run out and take all these pictures.
Yeah.
So he's doing them a little bit out of time. So I've not scheduled a meeting with Bill McCullough. I want to make sure we have pictures so we can present him with all the evidence.
I have a request. One, would you look in the files and see if Quincy and I think Harding's the other name, are back in your files by chance? I think they are.
I made copies. I'm not in places.
Okay.
So I have all those files upstairs.
Okay. All right. Then I would make a motion that we relieve, or if you got a better term, the prosecutor of the nuisance cases that we have sent to him previously.
Should we get his paperwork or ask for his...
And ask for the paperwork
ask
back.
For his work that he's already done on those, if he's done anything. He may not have done anything, but I mean...
I can call Alicia and get updates on those cases to see where they are.
Okay. All right.
My thought is, there's nothing... I don't think there's... Anyway, we just need to let him off the hook.
Well, and...
If you want to ask him to come back on later, if McCullough didn't work out or something.
Well, McCullough's still going to be... McCullough, there's two processes. I mean, this is something Bob talked to me in my office before the meeting, and it's something he's going to bring up, is there's two processes. Bill McCullough has taken Bob's position from the letters and follow-through. We still need a prosecutor. We still have to prosecute.
That's not my understanding. But if that may be right, there's two remedies. There's civil or the criminal.
Right.
And I assume by not using the prosecutor, we're getting away from the criminal and we're going the other way. But I probably don't understand it. So anyway.
Well, I'd rather not do the motion until we get Bob in here, because Bob actually was going to bring it up. He's met with Merrill and Judge Tony Williams. He's met with both of them about nuisance, I guess, last week.
All right. Very good. Moving along as you were trying to, before I interrupted you. The reason I bring it up is I drove by Quincy and it's a mess.
Great.
Okay, the first one is the burned out house on 160.
Make a motion to send the first letter.
Second.
He has that over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next to Bobby.
Yeah. Second. Or third.
Yeah.
Can you third a motion?
No, you can't third a motion.
Okay. Here, would you add the case number into this? It's 10-0818A.
As an alpha.
All in favor say aye.
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 Is he only taking these pictures at request?
Oh, yeah.
As we get complaints, we ask him to take pictures first so then they can come before us. That's the direction we gave him, so that we don't have to, we can decide if it's worth going pursuing or not before we even really get too deep into the process.
And actually, if we follow what we said when we started this, we need to go look at it. One of us needs to go look at the property.
I think definitely.
So I have been to this property some time back, I believe. And I think it's off the county road and not visible. So I'd like somebody to go look at it.
I was just down that road yesterday too, looking at some stuff. So
No, we want to drag it out so people can get
what year? What year are you wanting a commitment from me?
Last year.
I got a question.
2013.
I got a question on this one. This guy's basically selling.
Looks like a business.
He's selling junk. He's selling steel.
Well, or selling antique parts.
And I have a real question whether that one applies or not if it doesn't lay on a county road.
I would. That's why I want to see it. That's why I'm.
Jim will go look at this.
I'm going to look at that one.
You can review it next week.
I will look at it this week. And please bring it up
Monday
with your tenacity and your energy next Monday. It's your time.
Well, this will probably fall in because it's from this area. That's why I was on the file, right? Because it appears to be a public road.
The lady, you
know, so I'm glad Jim
is like right on his property line and it's right there.
Yeah.
So.
Very good.
Yes, I need to put it on my calendar.
This next one is on Casey Road.
This is a new one.
New complaint, old case.
Okay.
Pictures.
.4256 Casey Road. I'll go by there.
Ooh, write that down. Can you get one for Danny now, please?
I don't want a hog. Yeah, let Danny have it.
Danny needs to be included.
I think I had my share of including last week with the...
It was last week.
Visit.
It's a new week.
Now, this next one is a little unique.
That sounds... That has Danny all over it. Here you go. Thank you.
Well, what was the file number there on that other one? That Casey Road one. Efficient here.
04-248.
Wow.
What's mine then?
10-0825.
Thank you.
This one is a little unique. It is located on Highway 160. According to Beacon, a gentleman owns this, but he actually lives in Oklahoma. He, last year, sold it through contract. So we still have him listed.
Okay.
As the owner, but he's the one complaining.
Yeah, that is interesting.
He sold it, but he's the one complaining that it's not.
He sold it maybe in the same condition?
Contract for deed.
They've jumped the place up, maybe,
yes,
or something on them.
He's afraid he's going to get it back and it's going to be all junky or something, probably.
And if you guys decided to send out the first letter, it would actually go to him because he's still the owner.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to accomplish anything.
No. It's not. Here's the letter I recently received from him.
Well, can we ask Bob about this when he comes in? We won't get an answer, but we can ask him.
Was there an affidavit of interest filed in the courthouse on this? Through the title company? I don't have any documentation. Sometimes there's an affidavit of interest filed in the courthouse.
I mean, you say this is on 160, but I mean, I don't see the, it's got a, looks like a road behind it. I see no road. You got an address?
It's like
211-35. Tuskegee Mill.
I mean, I've seen about every side of the thing, but I don't see a highway.
Maybe you recognize it, sir.
Would you like to drive by it?
Yeah, he would.
I think he needs to.
So moved. That
Second.
Was a joke. That was a joke.
Oh. Danny, the other commissioners have all picked the case up. We have three.
Yeah, but this was kind of a complicated deal here.
Well, you're a complicated man. Yeah. So it matches up well.
Looks like he's trying to cover it up with other...
junk? Are you taking that one?
I can, I guess.
You, there you go. The I guess counts.
But I don't know what, how I'm going to... I mean, I can drive by there, but then what are we going to do about the letter going to the same person that's complaining? It doesn't make much sense to me.
Well, you guys can talk to Bob about that. And then we can bring
them
back up next Monday.
That'd be good. I don't know if there's a way to do it, but we've had these before. I can remember Sylvia Reich had some folks at a couple of her rental places.
Yeah.
Whether we want to go there or not. All right, very good.
Rental's a little different than sold, though. I mean,
yeah, you got a little power there.
So we have two more meetings, Bob and Jimmy. So I've let Bob know, come on over, come on down, and Jimmy, I think, is kind of coming down right away. So
also shows staff departmental.
I think that's our default.
Purchasing. That's the default.
Does Linda have something? I don't think she does.
I haven't spoken with her this morning.
I don't think she does. Jimmy's going to be here at 11:15, so I think Bob's term time is now.
Yeah.
All right. 2-minute recess while Bob's coming. Or
excellent.
Anything else?
Well.
Oh.
The extra Energize Missouri.
Oh, we have 5 more minutes. I was hasty in tabling.
You can listen to this. You'll hear it then.
Okay, but I have to have this.
I don't need it anymore.
No, just
sign. Oh, okay.
You can come on down.
Hold on.
Come on down. We'd like to see you, Nick. We're a team.
I'll be up afterwards. I can come by. Whatever. All right, 2-minute recess.